We met at Sharp's restaurant in Brookside, and you were a server. You had a second job, and I was there with a group of friends celebrating a birthday.
I had been divorced in 1995, and I was struggling to make some ends meet, so I worked at Sharp's part-time, and you came in once with a friend, a mutual friend. His name was Ed Hall, and I remember you sitting at the little corner window, and I struck up a conversation with Ed, and I noticed this handsome guy sitting next to him, so I kind of wanted to meet you and get to know you. So,
you want me to give you a little bit more there?
Go ahead.
You made sure that I got your phone number that day, so you gave it to a couple of other servers. So at the table, I received the phone number a couple of times. So if you want to call it our first date, it was that Sunday. I went back and looked at the calendar. It was March the 3rd. And I called you, and we ended up meeting at the cabaret.
I remember you said, let's meet someplace we both know. And so that's why we chose the cabaret. And I remember we sat at the end of the bar. It was kind of in one of the more quieter rooms. There were multiple bars, but it was one where we actually sat and talked and got to know each other, kind of told about who we were. I remember we went to the main area, usually where the dancing was and all that sort of stuff, and I remember standing behind you and putting my hand on your shoulder. And it's like it felt nice. So, for you, when and or how did you know this was special?
I probably the first time we went out together and we had dinner. I can't tell you exactly where we ate. We just had a really nice night, and it seemed to fly by. And I remember coming home afterwards. I lived in Fairway, and we spent the whole night together.
Mm-hmm. I had dated a little bit after the divorce, but nothing long term. So I kind of felt like I was a little bit prone to meet somebody and move on to somebody else, not necessarily my choice. But after a while, after you kept calling and we kept going out, you know, I kind of felt like it was becoming more permanent. I was a little guarded because you were a very handsome guy, and I just had this feeling, oh, this isn't going to last because he's so handsome, and who wouldn't want this guy? So so it took a little bit for me to realize that ultimately you were the one. And I think it, after probably two or three dates in, then it finally started to settle in.
What do you appreciate most about me?
There's a lot. But I would say that the biggest thing is that you always look out for me. You've always protected me in a way. You do want to make sure that there's a mutual agreement about things. When it comes to large purchases or when it comes to things we do, you're always asking me, is this something you want to do? It's not like it's your decision or anything. Like, everything is usually a mutual decision, and I feel like you're very inclusive of that all the time. What do you appreciate most about me?
You're very, very considerate, very loving, and you put me first a lot, and I noticed that, so.